two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
So John Rambo is an alien.
So unnecessary to run over the cop car.
I just want to explain to her what's going on.
He could have just kept going up the street. And this doesn't make sense either. This duck and dive with this motorcycle. Stay on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
This is so poorly choreographed.
Well, just tell her the premise, though. So he's an alien. Yeah. He just landed. And the local town, right? They saw the spaceship land and the
freak!
They freaked him out. Yeah. They say freak.
Freak. Yeah. They get him.
And they got him. Because he was a lizard at first, and he came back as a human, right?
What?
I don't believe you.
Anyway, so he lands. This is a lizard race.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on. I'm John Rambo, you know.
Well,
I'm Johnny.
What was the impression? He goes,
I'm Jonathan Rambo.
Oh, that's right.
I'm Jonathan Rambo.
Right?
And then...
The cops are freeze!
Get down!
Right? And then he goes, and he turns into Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, this sexy,
right,
muscly.
So that's a lizard alien, but clone, like, as a disguise, he's Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
From Rocky. So everyone thinks now, some of the townspeople think it's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, they're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
So they're like, what are you fighting next?
Where's Apollo? Remember one of the lines?
Yeah. Where's Apollo?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's black. That's what he said. He's black.
I did say that.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He does not.
It's cool, man.
And it's, then, it's a great film.
But then the other lizards,
yeah,
fly back down.
Yeah.
And then like one turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And one of them is
Steven Seagal.
And the other one
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Right.
And it's basically, you know what this is? A prequel to
Expendables.
Expendables.
Yeah, this is Expendables 1.
This is like the prequel. Expendables 1, really.
I don't know what's expendable.
Oh God.
It's like talking to a farmer's
a
kid.
A wall. I don't know like what
is. I don't know anything. Do you know who John Rambo is? I mean, do you know who Rocky Balboa is?
No.
You don't know who Rocky Balboa is? Tell her who Rocky Balboa is.
Rocky Balboa was a famous blind fighter, a one-armed famous blind fighter from Johannesburg, South Africa. He was very famous. Joburg, South Africa. And he was half black and half white.
But it's a movie that Sylvester Stallone did.
Yeah, he played it.
Right? This is before this movie, right? It's what made him famous.
And this is before CGI, by the way.
He had to
have one arm, like, tucked and taped to his back. The whole film.
No, what they did was they had a harness.
Oh, it was a
harness? They had a face. Yeah. So his arm was tied to his body like this.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a prosthetic like this. And there was this one, if you see the behind the scenes with the bloopers,
I've seen the BTS.
He was running, and then the thing fell off.
And
hit the actors in the eye.
Yeah. And so here's this guy from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah.
And he's half really black and half white.
Yeah.
Now, when you say half black and half white, what do you think in your mind? What do they look like?
They have light skin.
Right. But this, he's physically half. Like half black. Half of his left side of his body is black and half is white.
Oh.
So the side with no arm
and
is white.
And here's the opening song of the fucking movie, right?
Mm.
One half is going, Ebony.
And Ivory. It's a famous song from the film. You never heard Ebony and Ivory?
They're together.
They're in harmony. It's famous. It's from the movie.
It's famous. So they wrote it for the movie.
For the film.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Rocky Balboa, this one-armed, half-black, half-white guy, he decides to take on Apollo. Do you know who Apollo is?
No.
He's like a lord. Like we have our galaxy, right? But we have a universe. He's the lord of the universe.
He's the god of the universe.
Yeah, like Apollo, you know what I mean? Like a god.
And part of this whole thing is Rocky is homophobic and Apollo is
outwardly gay.
He's openly gay.
Full-blown gay.
And so they get into a full a fighting match about whether or not, you know, to
Apollo brought AIDS.
He brought AIDS down the earth.
AIDS to the earth. That's what in the movie.
So Rocky's trying to beat AIDS the whole film. That was like what the whole film is. He's
fighting intergalactic, you know, species.
Intergalactic AIDS, basically.
Intergalactic AIDS.
And what?
Nothing.
And what happens in the movie is Rocky, you know, I told you he is from Philadelphia. He's born in Johannesburg and then he starts fighting in Philadelphia because that's, you know, that's obvious. That's where all the homophobes are. And he fights, and he beats Apollo. He beats the guy who brought AIDS down, and that's kind of the beginning of Sylvester's career.
Yeah, and also just
that's why he's so famous.
But they did another movie like as a sequel, but it wasn't like eventually. You know, Rocky gets the HIV. AIDS,
he got it. He gets HIV.
And he gives
yeah.
it to Tom Hanks in the movie Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right. That's why he dies.
That is part two.
Right.
So, you know, Tom Hanks, right? He dies from HIV.
Yeah, of course.
But he got it from Rocky Balboa.
And here's a little behind the scenes.
But it's like intergalactic AIDS. But they don't really mention it in Philadelphia.
It's space AIDS.
Space AIDS, yeah.
And he ended up giving it to Charlie Sheen, but in real life.
Can I see a Rocky Balboa?
The picture of him?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah, find a Rocky Balboa picture.
Find the Rocky Balboa picture. Yeah. There he is.
There he is.
There he is.
There he is.
Look, you can see the right side is white, and the left side is obviously more dark.
See that arm right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That arm gets ripped off.
No, this is right here, the prosthetic thing.
Right, it's all fake.
It's all fake.
So on the left side, you can tell that he's black on the left, and you can tell he's white on the right. Can
see how the shading? So the right side is dark, the left side is white, and... That's actually the beginning of the movie where he sings Ebony and Ivory.
That's it.
Yeah, so it goes,
Ebony and Ivory.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
So you should watch those movies. That's why, like...
So good.
You should watch some of these older movies.
Who killed at the Brea Improv, by the way?
Oh, my God, Rudy.
You destroyed.
So she... Did she... honestly.
Yeah, she
did
killed.
Did she not kill?
She killed.
Yeah.
The crowd went... Ape shit. For people that don't know, me and Bob did a little Tuesday night. It's Bobby Lee and friends. We did a Tuesday night at the at Brea, and Bob brought me down. And we, you know, last week's show, we did the script for Rudy. And man,
let me just put the con- put it.
Can
in
we
context.
See it?
No, don't put it. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
Let's just put everything into context, though. Okay.
Okay. Sold out.
That's not what I'm going to say, but it is.
Sold out.
It was.
All Mexican and whites. Again, no blacks at this show.
Three.
We counted.
And there
three.
Were a lot of Asians.
There's a good amount of Asians there. Yeah, but no black people, which I love.
So,
for you, because you don't get any black fans.
You know,
you don't. They don't like you.
Do you want to make me angry or?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Set it
because
up.
Because I have to address that.
Okay.
No, don't roll your eyes.
I didn't.
When you roll your eyes, it's so gross. Yeah. So, when I play Michigan or.
Yeah,
Cleveland or they come out.
Black people?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a picture.
I will.
Take a picture with all your black fans.
Yeah.
And upload it.
And then, I would, let's make a contest to see how many more black fans I have than you.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
So let's put this in the context. I'm just going to be positive today. And I looked in the mirror today when I woke up and I was just like.
I'm good enough.
No,
I'm
I wasn't
smart
doing
enough.
That. I'm just like, don't get angry today. Don't get angry. Don't get angry. Every time I said it, I got more angry. But my point is this. So let's put this in the context.
Give the context.
So the night before, she couldn't sleep.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And for 24 hours, probably even 48 hours, she was just like doing every kind of angle in terms of like convincing me not to go up. And I was just basically saying, all you have to do is introduce us. And I'm getting her ready for. And if you think that we're bullying her to do it, no, because we have a gig in
Cancun.
November.
Yeah.
And it's in front of a live audience.
She's got
to
be there.
And I want her to be used to an audience.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, it was like, and we're not humiliating her. And also, I was going to put her up on a stage just on her own, but I didn't do that. I was on stage with her.
Yeah, you were up there with her. It was nice.
To make it safe. Right? So play it. Killed it.
Let's see it.
Why don't you guys give her the love, right, that she deserves? Round of applause for Rudy, everybody!
They're chanting, Rudy, Rudy. Pause it.
Pause.
The quality of this is just...
It's like...
What did we shoot this through?
Spielberg directed it.
He
it's
did?
It's so good.
Wow, all right. Yeah. Well, let's see what Steven was able to come up with.
Yeah.
Intro for Andrew, so I'm gonna sit over here on the stool just to see if everything's gonna be okay, all right? I will go. Talk in the mic. Oh my God, Rudy, everybody, Rudy!
Pause it. What are you thinking right here, Rudy? What's going on in your head right now? The crowd, there's 500 people going, Rudy! What are you thinking?
I was farting a lot before, so I thought I was going to poo. Oh,
okay. Can I just...
I know. I thought I was going to poo? What's up with you, man?
Yeah.
You're great.
You're great. But here's what she did that was clever.
What? Say you get what? You get nervous?
When I get scared, my stomach starts to...
You know, Bobby and I can both tell you as comics, sometimes before shows, I used to poop. I used to poop before shows.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get the butterflies.
I get butterflies.
Yeah.
I got butterflies that night.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
So what? You had to poop, but you didn't.
No.
But she did a thing
too many
that
people
was
in the green
so funny, and she didn't mean to do it.
What?
But she did a thing when she walked onto the stage as if she had been living in a cave for 50 years. So she was doing, you know what I mean? She walked up like, what is this place?
Like the
you
lights just came on.
They came on. And it was a really funny, like, it almost made the audience feel like, oh, yeah, she doesn't give a fuck. This is great.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
Did you give a fuck?
You didn't look nervous. You look like, I don't give a fuck.
She looked like she didn't care. Aww. All right, let's see.
Push box, push box.
Crush.
Crush.
Hello?
When you can say hello.
Crush.
And get a laugh.
I mean.
There's something special going on there.
She went
baby.
Up. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. She acted. Well, it was like that same thing where it's like when people get captured and they get blacked out and then they wake up in a forest tied to a tree. That's the hello that you do.
Hello?
Hello?
Who did this?
Yeah. Amazing.
All right. Good. Let's see next.
Okay. Bobby and
Fred
forced me to do this.
Pause. Let's not use force ever again.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't force you to do this.
To do anything. We're not forced you to be here.
No, you enjoy it. Partially.
Yeah.
And you wanted to do it. So, okay, let's see the rest.
But they wrote the script, so I'm just going to read it.
Already getting a round of applause.
Chad?
The best. Yeah.
She doesn't
On
know purpose. The name. She doesn't know the
you
name.
You know the name.
I thought.
You know the name, but you made it seem like you're so indifferent that you didn't, and that's clever.
Yeah, that was funny.
Chad? Who the
Yeah,
fuck
you
is-
knew a Chad. What was the other guy's name? Chad and who?
There was TJ.
Yeah, see, you know.
Yeah.
And then the other guy. I forgot.
Who's the other guy?
JT. His name is JT.
That's, let her have
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh.
It's fine. It's the same.
Yeah, who's the other guy's name? The taller white guy.
I forgot.
Strider,
remember? Tall white guy. He kind of looks like...
Yeah, yeah. Name everyone in the room. In there. So who performed?
Eleanor
Carradine.
Eleanor.
Yeah, who else?
Annie.
Yeah.
Annie, yeah.
You and Tito Andrew.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Chad.
Yeah.
JT.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot again.
You literally just said it.
You said it again.
Spreader.
Spreader was up there.
Spreader was up
Spreader
there.
Killed.
It did play.
Are you guys having a good time? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, push pause. Push pause.
That joke murdered. This guy knows what I'm talking
because
about.
Because they know, they get that when get she it. Had a right, she read it off the thing.
I know.
That's why. I think that if we do this, just hear me out. Mm-hmm. Even if we wrote her a set,
it would crush.
And she had, you read it off the paper.
Just like you did.
Just like you did. Look at her panicking already, right?
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. So anyway, go. Let's play the whole thing now.
Okay.
I'm giggling. I'm going crazy.
Jesus Christ.
room, the right side has to say bad and the left side has to say friend. Arguably the better and the nicer Tito. Tito Andrew.
All right. I mean.
Okay, there was a rewrite?
She did the rewrite. She did her own rewrite.
I have a feeling that you were in the room.
Did I do the rewrite for you or you did it?
I did it.
See, I told you.
Okay.
I didn't have anything to do with that.
So, Right when you're getting off the stage, be honest with me.
Yeah, give us our feeling, your feeling.
Your real feeling.
I was relieved and I had a headache and I just wanted to go home.
Really appreciates it. Really was sitting in the moment.
But
I was relieved. I had a headache. I wanted to go home.
But what drives me crazy and bothers me about that statement... I swear to God, that's not entirely true.
Well, yeah. Why? Was she lying?
No, because she can't get herself to admit the actual feeling that she got from it. Yes, it's relief. When she says relief, there's other feelings in there.
Right.
Right? That's in that little box that you have to kind of separate. Yes, there is relief that you did it, but there's another thing, right? Because it went over way better than you thought it was going to.
Is that true?
I was kind of happy that I did it.
No, but did it go better than you thought it was going to go?
Yeah, I thought no one.
Right. So when you're getting laughs and those reactions, right, that must have been a surprise to you.
Yeah.
In the moment. And I know because Andrew and I have been doing this for many, many years,
yeah.
Right? We know what that feeling is. It's like telling a heroin addict and you like a kid that's never done heroin, do you feel it? No, it's like you feel it because we do it.
Yeah, you do feel it.
Yeah.
You didn't feel something special inside of you?
A little.
Like, yeah, but why didn't you say that then?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does matter.
Okay. Yeah, that's so funny though.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's fleeting because you didn't buy into the feeling because you know it was only temporary. She's way ahead of her years.
But that's not it.
Mentally.
I disagree.
Really?
I absolutely disagree, yeah.
What is
because
it?
Because I know, and this is, I have to believe that this is, a universal human feeling is that I know that when I do something great, like either I do a good scene in a show or I have a great set or something, that feeling is residual. It's like a residual feeling. It lasts for days. You might not know it, right? But you'll lay in bed and you'll glimpse back,
right?
And you'll think about certain moments and that gives you endorphins. That makes you It makes you feel good.
Yeah, no,
right?
It does.
So you can't tell me that you haven't had those moments.
I had.
Yeah, so can we go back to how you were feeling then?
No.
Okay. BetterHelp! Andrew, is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yes.
Good, because I have the solution for you, BetterHelp. Me and Kalila, my girlfriend and I, used BetterHelp during the pandemic. We still use it today. And it really is the best thing for our relationship. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, Andrew.
It's pretty incredible. And for clients worldwide, you guys, you can use this from any part of your home or wherever you are all over the globe, which I think is great. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. They make it easy to change counselors so you can switch. You can go to somebody else. Bob and I both believe in this. I think it's really wonderful that people are getting mental help.
Jules used it.
Yeah, Jules is using it. We're all doing our best and trying to get through tough times. And I think speaking to someone really does help. So if you're in need of finding yourself some help, I do think BetterHelp is a wonderful resource to do from the comfort of your own home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's H-E-L-P. and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting an additional counselors in all 50 states. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're a big proponent of mental health. And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BadFriends. That's BetterHelp.com/BadFriends.
DoorDash. When I was in Hawaii shooting Magnum during the pandemic, the only food service delivery option that I went to was DoorDash, because they were the most efficient, they were the quickest, and they have the nicest people doing it.
I think the app is very easy to use. That's what I really like about it. Sometimes now they're getting too complicated. DoorDash has everything, not just food. Now you can get like deodorant, toothpaste, or like they can run basically anything to you. You can get food, but you can get more now.
If you want Chinese, you want pizza.
Love it.
Craving some froyo. There's nothing. There's something for everyone on DoorDash.
That's right. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. You can get grocery essentials with DoorDash, like we said, snacks and drinks and everything. And items are going to be delivered in under an hour. It's very easy. Open the DoorDash app and choose what you want.
With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter our code BADFRIENDS2021. 25% off. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download that DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change. Terms apply. Oh, is this post show? What
post
is
show,
this?
Post show.
Oh, there was a little post show. Look at that moment.
Killed it.
Look at how happy you are.
What was she doing?
What do you think?
I look, I'm crying.
How do you feel now? Does it feel like a relief or is it
huge? Are you pressing charges?
Pause it. There's so much happiness in your face right there.
Yeah.
There's the amount of joy is incredible. Kalila was crying.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What is that?
Because I remember him.
Let it out.
No. Now when you look at me, it kind of stopped.
All right, go ahead.
But there was a moment where so I get off stage, right, and I see Kalila running toward the green room because she was in the audience, right. And I remember looking at her, and I don't know what came over me, but I did a move. I went like this.
What is that, like a success?
Like, yeah, like that.
Yes, like right? You felt it.
And she kind of did a hop.
She hopped.
Yeah. We at the same time, I go, yeah. And she does a hop, right? And I go, yeah. You know, I'm just yelling, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. I was so like.
Are you getting teary-eyed?
I was, yeah. But not anymore. When you look at me, it just, you have a way about you. It just sucks it away. I get angry when I look at you. So,
okay.
I love you.
Okay, but why? I was trying to share the moment with you.
That.
Well, because.
Well, what are you doing right now?
You started that.
What are you doing right now?
I was being nice.
I know. I understand that. Don't God look at me when I get emotional.
Okay, fine.
It takes me out of it.
Well, that's a you thing.
That's a you thing. Stop
fine, go.
That.
Be emotional.
I'm done with that. I'm done.
But be emotional.
I'm done with being emotional. But my point is that there was a sense of relief for myself, too, because it could have gone the other way and it could have been traumatic for her.
Right.
Stop doing that. I'm done.
Well, I don't want to look at you now.
I have no feelings. So look at me again. God.
This is kind of nice. Doing the show like this is great.
Yeah.
Hey.
But did you feel proud?
Honestly, I really did. I thought it was one of those things where I knew you were going to do great just because I think, you know, sometimes things line up.
Right. But the next time she does it is going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do it a second time.
Yeah, you're going
to
bomb. Yeah, you're going to eat shit.
Yeah, you have to experience heaven and hell.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
How do you know if one is good if you don't know what's bad?
Yeah, you have to know. Let me say something. If you had had a bomb before that, that would have been 10 times more, you know.
It would have felt, oh my God.
It would have felt so amazing.
Imagine her bombing in Cancun.
Oh, she will.
That's going to be funny.
When would she make her do 15 minutes of stand-up? She's going to bomb.
No, not 15 minutes.
Sadly, yeah. Sadly, that's what the contract said. The contract said 15 says. Minutes. It literally said, Bob and I have to do an hour together, and you have to do 15 minutes to open the show.
Yeah.
1 minute.
No, this is a negotiation. Your contract was with the fucking festival.
Imagine that, like the, like if she's held hostage.
I know.
And she and they're like, give us $100,000, and she's like, $1. That's her negotiating skills. $1.
Or like they're, you know how sometimes you're a hostage and they make they film something, mm-hmm. right? These are the, you know,
yeah,
right?
Film this.
You
yeah,
to, you have to plead for your life, right? She goes, help me.
Do you want to get let out of here? Do you want to have someone come save you?
Yeah.
Go tell people to come help you.
Tikalai, help me.
That's it.
She's gonna be dead.
They'll kill you right away. They go, this kid's worthless.
Yeah. But I have something else I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I think I saw a great show last night, and I saw the full first season last night.
What?
You're not gonna like it.
What is it called?
Manifest.
Manifest?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's some bullshit ABC or CBS.
Why is it bullshit?
Because it's like Lost.
Oh, I could. Yeah, no, I can't. This
like,
is it?
Yeah, it's like Lost. So it's basically what the, here's the premise. Can I tell you the premise?
A lot of white people.
Yeah. There are some black people.
A lot of whites it's for NBC.
White. Yeah, it's a lot of
whites. Zoom
white.
In on
is
there.
NBC?
Is there any browns?
There are. I think the wife is a Greek.
That doesn't count, dude. Greek is close
oh,
to
oh, there's
white.
An Indian. There's an Indian girl. As the far left right there is an Indian girl.
I know, but they just make it look like she's not.
Right.
Like this poster from far away. Are all those people white?
Yeah.
No, I remember seeing that poster on like Sunset Boulevard going,
look at all those
another
white,
white show. But I watched it. I watched the full season.
It's good, huh?
So no, it's not.
No, it's bad.
But the premise is this.
Okay.
Can I tell you the premise?
I'm listening.
Well, the reason I watched it because I was on Netflix last night. Yesterday, I was like, that's trending. I don't know how that works.
This was trending?
Yeah. Hmm. Like top 10?
Yeah.
So I got to see the first pilot. So this is the premise. This family. Mm-hmm. So this is what, okay, there's a family in Jamaica. Not, they're not Jamaican.
This family's in Jamaica?
No, yeah, they're on vacation in Jamaica. Okay.
Jamaica, man.
So it's the central two leads is a brother and sister. They're adults.
Right.
And they have, the brother has twins.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister is single, but she's a cop.
Ooh.
Right? And they're with their elderly parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're at the airport, and the announcement goes, you know how we're overbooked, right? So anyone wants to take a later flight, we'll give you a $400 coupon.
Right.
When that happens at the airport, I've never seen anybody go, me.
Never once.
Never once.
Never once.
Never once, right?
I need to get to where I'm going.
Me too. Yeah. I don't give, you'd have to give me 40 grand.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
How much, what is the lowest you'd take?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick, but the lowest I would take, if there was like.
Well, here's the other problem.
If there were kids with cancer. And
you
they,
don't need to be there. Where are you going? You're going a day early already anyway.
Yeah.
So you could actually get there tomorrow morning or later at the night flight.
Well, the flight attendant or whoever the person is would have to come up to me and go, listen, there's a kid that needs kidney. There's three kids that need kidney surgery.
Three
and-
of them? That sounds like so many people that need kidney surgery.
I know, but yeah.
All three
there's
of them are
three
here.
There's three kids that need kidney surgery.
Okay.
And the flight is booked. Can you please, we'll give you $4,000.
Oh.
$4,000.
Yeah.
And you know, no voucher. I don't even know what voucher means. Cash. Now.
And you do $4,000 cash.
$4,000. Yeah. In cash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I have to wait, the most I'll wait is 5 hours.
What if it's tomorrow morning?
Well, you got to get me a nice hotel room.
Tonight.
Tonight, like okay. A Four Seasons.
Okay.
$4,000 in cash.
Okay.
All right. Why? What's so funny?
No.
Is that too much?
No, I mean, it's, you know. One...
I mean, not a Four Seasons. How about just a nice hotel? I don't want to be in a Holiday Inn.
Well, that's all we have, sir.
I'll do it.
Okay, perfect. So we'll give you $4,000 in cash.
Yes, I'll take the Holiday Inn.
Okay, so we're going to tell the families now.
Okay.
Sir, this nice Oriental man has decided to give up his seats for you.
$5,000. You called me Oriental.
What?
You can't say. I'll come on.
Sir.
$4,000 is fine. I'll take the Holiday Inn. Go ahead.
So kids, we're going to get you those kidneys that you need because this nice yellow man over here has decided to give you.
I'm sorry. You work for American Airlines?
I do. I am one of the top people here. I've been at the desk for 37 years.
Yellow and also Oriental.
No, I don't believe I said that, but.
Well, I'm filming, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys. So Wing Wang Wong over here is going to give up his seat for you.
Right there. Already, I'm making 40, 50 grand because of this.
Really?
Yeah, I got sued this bitch. I'll sue American Airlines. This is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be mean.
Can I just finish the manifest allowed... fucking premise?
I don't know if people care about manifest.
I want to just talk about it.
All right, give it up. Go ahead and talk
about
it.
You want to do that?
Go ahead.
No, I'm in the thing now.
I want to know. I do want to know.
All right. I'm just going to give you the premise to see if you like it.
I know. What is it?
All right.
Tell me.
All right.
Okay.
So there's an announcement saying that anyone to take this voucher. So the brother and sister, right? I will take it because, you know, the brother, one of his kids has cancer.
Mm.
It's like it'll help. You know, anything will help.
Right.
Right. So the brother and sister and the kid with cancer stay. The rest of the family leave. They take a later flight. On the later flight, right, they're flying. There's turbulence. There's a kind of a blackout. The plane is shaking.
Mm.
They go down, right? And they think they're going to die, but all of a sudden, they, you know.
They level out.
They level out. The power comes back on. The engines cut. And they go, sorry about the, you know, that was crazy. But, and then so they're approaching JFK or whatever.
Let me guess.
What? Yeah, guess. This is what I want.
They time traveled.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. But.
In the past or the future?
Well, that's what you have to guess.
I think everything's going retro now. So the past, they went back to the past.
No.
Oh, they went future.
Well, I mean, they have a kid that has cancer. Are they going to go in the past, what, in the 1700s?
Funny.
The kid's going to fucking die. There's no chemo back then.
Funny.
It is funnier.
Very funny.
It's funnier.
To put him back then.
It is funnier.
Because they kill you
instead
on the spot.
Instead of comedy, though.
They go, he's sick. Kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so they go in the future. How long in the future?
100 years.
5 years.
Five is a little bit short. That feels like it's very short.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping it was...
5 years. 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
Because the people...
I know. They don't want to change the wardrobe.
No,
they
that's not what it is. It's just that the people that flew ahead of them, they still need to be in the show. What are they, fucking 1,000 years old now?
Yeah, that's funny.
Because the kid with cancer has a sister who's a twin. She's now... Right, she flew before him.
Oh.
Right, so now the kid is still 8 with cancer, and his sister, who is a twin, is now 12 or what? I don't know, whatever, right?
Well, five years?
13 or whatever, right, yeah. Right? So it's like...
No, I danced it in my head too.
Right,
I literally went.
So that's the premise of the show.
I like that.
Yeah.
5 years in the future?
5.5 years.
But the kid with cancer is.
But now technology now
is advanced.
Advanced. So the procedure that didn't exist 5.5 years ago. Well, the Indian girl is the actual person that created it.
And she's on the flight with
them. She's on the flight too, right?
Oh.
So she's right before the turbulence, she's emailing, you know, the doctor or whatever she works
mm-hmm.
with and saying that I found the thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, she found the cure.
Yeah, or yeah.
So 5 years in the future.
Yeah.
And this kid's cured of cancer.
Not yet. I mean, I'm only in the first season. He's not cured yet.
Imagine if he dies at the end of the first season.
I'd love it.
All that for nothing.
Yeah, I'd love it.
What he should do, they should just get back on a bunch of planes. Keep taking planes and keep time skipping to the 30, 40 years in the future. Then he's definitely going to live through it.
Yeah, but no, it was a one thing anomaly.
A one time deal.
One time anomaly.
Hmm.
But let's come up with something turbulence.
Like that.
Like that. But what happens? Instead of going in the past,
what happens. You and I are on a flight in the middle of the night. We're going to Cancun.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Ooh,
so
what
us three.
Omen. Us three on the flight.
Cancun.
And
we're flying.
And she's nervous, so she's got to poo. Okay.
Right.
Rudy goes in
just
the bathroom.
Just like in Lost,
right.
Dominic Monaghan is shooting heroin in the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah.
We need a reason for... Can she be shooting heroin?
Sure, poo or heroin, either one. She could be poo and doing
heroin.
No,
but she's Filipino, so she's smoking like ice.
Oh, she's smoking meth.
Meth, like smoke... Yeah, ice.
Yeah, she's...
Meth.
Oh, that's what ice is, meth.
Well, Hawaiian...
Yeah.
In Hawaii,
they
ice
call it
is,
ice.
They call it ice. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
So you're smoking meth.
And ice, bruh.
And then, like, there's a scene where you're sitting there and you have all that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a no smoking sign, right? And she does something rebellious, like.
She spits on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the no smoking sign.
A close up of the sign, and it just a chogi just comes
wobbles down,
down. Wobbles down.
And then
right.
she.
Because it's network TV, probably the show that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. This is network.
Yeah, yeah.
This is on NBC.
So you can just see the smoke. You don't really see you doing the
well,
ice.
Well, you see her go, and then light the lighter. And then as she goes to like smoke it, it pans up to the no smoking.
Right, with the. Very good.
With the spit
you
that comes
directed?
Down. I would love to.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we know she's smoking meth in the bathroom.
Right.
You, of course, are.
In first class.
In first class. I am.
Coach.
Coach.
Middle seat.
Middle seat between
Coach.
two conjoined twins.
Twins. What?
They're conjoined at the head. So their heads are above me. I didn't know. I'm below their heads.
That's good writing.
Have you ever seen the two girls that their heads
are
joined?
Yeah.
You know those two girls? Look up the two girls.
I can't.
Please, I want to see it.
No, wait.
For reference.
Wait, hold on.
For reference.
Don't do it.
But for reference.
I can't.
Wait, this is for the show. We're making our show. This is our manifest. Do the ones where they're grown.
The teenager ones. They drive together.
They date.
Yeah.
Oh, they're at the body.
Yeah, they're at the body, dude. They're not at the head.
Oh, why did I think they were at the head? So it's two heads, one
body.
How about this?
That's funny.
There's a great
song. We have one on one end. So she's with the two heads.
The two heads.
You could do a bit where it's like, you know, because you could do a bit where one of the head is coming into your space.
Right. asking me, can I have some of that
hand
sanitizer?
Right, so you do a comedy thing where you kind of do a yawn.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, and you're trying to push one of the heads towards their space, yeah.
And the other, and her head knocks against her sister's
head. And the other one on the other side is somebody without a head.
Oh,
right.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe their head didn't develop.
It's down here.
It's down here on the shoulder.
Yeah, shoulder
right?
head.
Right. So it's almost as like you do a joke like, you know, I wish I could just.
Can I just? I just want to swap.
Right, something like that. You know what I mean?
Shoulder head. So okay, so so that's where I am, and I'm in the middle of the seat. And
right.
But I'm scrunched up, and I just it's southwest. So that
it's funnier if I was there.
You are there.
No, you have to be in first class.
You're on your way. I'm in coach. You're on your way back. Let's get there. You're in first class.
I'm in first class.
You're hanging out. What happens? Your iPad dies. Shut! And you don't have a charger.
Charger at all. Yeah.
So you go, Santino's got one.
Yeah, but you don't have chargers in coach.
I have one in my bag for when we land.
Yeah. Why can't I? Because you're trying to swap seats.
You come back and go.
But why can't I just, because this is in writing, right?
Yeah.
I could just grab the charger and I'll just grab it and I'll bring it back.
No. You say, hey, can I have your charger? My iPad died. And I say, well, you have to sit in this seat.
Right. And then there's a bit where I look at both of them. Right. And then I have to think.
And then me and you both go, I know. I wish you could. Like we both get it.
Right.
We both get it.
Right.
We have a little laugh.
Right.
And then you switch seats with me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, on my way to first class, right, I close the curtain. I say goodbye to you. I give you a little wink-a-doodle.
I got a good one.
What?
I got a good one.
What?
When we land,
yeah.
Right, I've proposed to one of them. Like literally.
Shoulder head?
Or double down? No, even the one on the other side, there's two heads, right?
Right.
The one at the window, I've somehow developed a relationship.
Oh, neck head.
But this one right here hates me.
Okay, I get that. I get that.
But we're getting engaged.
So you're getting engaged.
To the one on the right.
Oh, to one of the double downs.
Yes.
Okay,
don't
so.
Call them double downs?
Double down.
Oh, yeah.
That's their name, the double downs.
Yeah.
So the double down.
Are we going to get in trouble for this?
Why?
It's a movie.
Yeah, this is...
It's a movie.
It's a TV show, first of all.
It's a TV show.
This is our show on NBC. Yeah. So here's the deal. You propose to the double down on the right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm in first class.
Yeah.
You get up because you need to find Rudy Jules.
Right, but can I just say this, though?
Yeah.
I'll just throw something else in.
Yeah.
When I'm coming to get the charger and you go, let's exchange, right? You know, maybe I do it because there's something even worse in first class.
That's sitting next to you.
That's next to me on first class.
What is it?
It's either like Eric Griffin.
You know what I mean? So dick.
Such a dick.
So mean.
Upstart. Hey, Andrew, if you're carrying a credit card balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt. Upstart can help you make that final payment so you can get ahead, my friend.
Listen, man, I was in debt at the beginning of my comedy career for years and years and years. You had credit card debt like crazy, man.
Oh, my God.
I was paying off everything as best as I could, but Upstart is, I wish this was around then. It's the fast and easy way to pay off your credit card debt with a personal loan all done online.
Look, so many Americans experienced financial hardship in the last year. Upstart can help you regain your footing and get things back on track.
And unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment, find you a smarter rate for your loan. 5-minute online rate check. You can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. That's really quick. So if you're in a little bit of credit card debt, we know times are tough for people right now, but don't freak out. Don't lose sleep. Don't have night sweats. You can find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts are going to be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application.
Go to upstart.com/badfriends. Blue Chew. Oh my God, my pee-pee good.
Yeah, camping season, summertime, camping season. Pitching tents. It's going to help you
Blue
out.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, take them anytime, day or night. You can plan ahead for that lovemaking session or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you're going to receive prescription within days to your front door.
The best part, though, is it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. Blue Chew, men everywhere, excited to see that postal package come to the front door on your ring, because you know your package has arrived for your package, okay?
Yeah.
First impressions are good if you want to last like Bobo does. Go ahead and get some Blue Chew. Women say there's nothing sexier than confidence, and this is going to give you some confidence.
Guys, I've tried this product myself. It really does work, so you got to check it out.
If you benefit from extra confidence in the bedroom when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. This stuff is phenomenal. Get some blood flow down to the basement. We got a special deal for our listeners. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. We got a special deal for our listeners.
Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code
BADFRIENDS
to receive your first month free.
Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah, we do.
No, who else? Who is somebody that...
No, it's a kind of person.
It's a kind of person, yeah.
Right.
Somebody that's going to Houston, right, to be on 600-pound life.
So you've got a 600-pound human being next to you.
Yeah.
And they're falling into your seat. They're folding into
your
seat.
They're melting into the seat.
Melting into your seat.
Yeah. So you have to sit there.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I'm with the, you know what I mean, double down? What do you
call it? Double
downs. I'm with the double downs and the no down.
You're the double down and the no neck. And, and the head neck. Sorry, yeah. And the head shoulder head.
Yeah. Shoulder head. There's a funny thing about, like, you know, going, so have you guys flown this airline before? And then they go, yeah, we have. Anyway, almost if I turn, right? I know that she's not going to respond because she has no head.
Right.
So it could be a little comedy. But
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I like
okay,
that.
Okay, so she's got to get out of the bathroom. She's been smoking meth for quite a while.
Meth, yeah.
So what's going on with her? She hits her meth. She hits her rock.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a funny moment.
Check this out.
What?
She comes out of the bathroom. She opens the door.
Yeah.
And nobody's in the plane. It's totally empty. We're Rudy's POV. She's ripped up on meth, and she opens up, and every seat is empty.
Ah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
The door of the plane is open.
Yeah.
Logic ensues.
Yeah.
Cabin pressure would be gone. How am I still breathing? How am I still alive?
Right.
Man, this meth must be really good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay? But she walks around for a second to look into the seats, and then she freaks out, so she runs back into the bathroom, closes the door.
Yeah.
Right? And is like, come on. Chill out. You know, chill out.
Yeah.
This is just you. You're doing this to yourself. You're doing this to yourself. You're freaking out, right?
Oh, so what you're saying is that the ice, smoking the ice, puts her in a different dimension.
Correct.
Or a plane.
Correct.
Right. So she can visit this plane and dimension every time she smokes ice. But watching it, just as a viewer, I'm watching it, it's like, she's just on drugs. Like, you know what I mean? That's what she's seeing.
But it's pain medication.
What?
We insert a part of the story where because of her face and stuff and her and who she is and something's wrong with her.
Yeah.
You can tell when you look at her something's wrong with her.
Yeah.
And she needs the ice to survive. So people that are judging like she's doing drugs, like no, she needs it for medication.
Ice.
She needs ice.
Crystal meth.
Right.
As a medication.
So check this out.
What?
This is Rudy's POV.
Yeah.
This is actually Rudy's show. People don't know this. Rudy goes back in the bathroom. Smokes rock again.
Yeah.
Now when she opens the airplane door,
she's
somewhere completely different.
Where?
You tell me, kid.
Right.
And so it's called Rudy's Ice.
Rudy's Ice.
That's the name of the show.
That's what it's called.
Rudy's Ice.
So
when she goes back into different dimensions, she has to solve some of the issues, right? Like she has to go back into the plane where we were because a terrorist tried to take over the plane. The guy who was sitting next to me, 600-pound life, he was actually going to take over the plane.
Mm.
That's what's really going on.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm taking over this airplane.
Right.
Right. And he goes up to the, you know, he holds one of the flight attendants hostage. So Rudy now has to get back to that flight. She has to save everyone's life. It's like, you know what it's like?
Yeah.
You know what it's like?
What?
My name is Earl. You know, he has to go fix all of his problems from his past.
Yeah.
But it's my name is it's my name I think is Rudy. Making, I think it's Rudy's ice. But she has to save people's lives.
First of all, I just want to say that you're making it way. First of all, I don't like the fact that it's her show.
It's her show.
No, I don't like the fact that it's her show.
Why not?
Because you're throwing out this. I like the idea.
Yeah,
I like the idea. Right,
Rudy's ice.
Dude, that's a great. We keep that as the title.
Do you like this show?
No,
Rudy. Rudy's ice. Right.
I love
but
Rudy's ice.
Here's what I don't like. It's almost as if we established these great relationships characters. With the double head.
We'll come back.
No head.
We'll
right?
be back.
We have the 600-pound guy in the front, right?
We're coming back.
Right. I mean, I wish we would land and then we all have a purpose together.
What is our purpose?
So we land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a
every time I land. Welcome to LA.
Right. Right. Well,
bum, 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 bung, bing, bong,
but it's not. When we land, it's right? We don't hear welcome to guys. And we look out the window. In either one of two things. One thing is we just see carriages like
oh, we're
cowboy.
Back.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. We're in the Wild West
Wild
now.
Wild West, yeah. Dun, 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 you
I
know
like
what I mean?
That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, all that yeah, all that stuff, right? Or we land, right? And it's like, you know, hovercrafts and
the Jetsons type of shit.
Yeah, I mean, or...
Or...
I got even better.
We're underwater.
No.
No?
That's good.
That's good.
But here, I have a fourth one.
Okay.
We land, we look at the window, and we see everyone either in the out there, either 600 pounds,
uh-huh.
or with the double heads.
Oh, that's everybody.
That's everybody.
Oh, man.
That's everybody.
So we're in the lands of the fat and the double downs. Welcome.
Or the no head.
Oh, the no heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
And us three are the only ones
who look
with
like us.
Singular heads, right?
Right.
And it's sort of like a reverse racism thing.
We're the outcasts.
We're the outcasts, and we get shamed.
Right.
Right? So during the movie, there's a scene where I go to like a mannequin store or whatever, and I chop off a mannequin head, and I put it on my shoulder just so that I can put
it. So you can be one of them? So you walk around, little man?
Yeah. And then like we have a scene where Rudy gets a fat suit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right. And then yes. We have a thing where you, right, mm-hmm. we get a shirt, right, a mechanism where the shirt ends here.
So it's my head's
gone. So you're like
gone.
This really tall, weird guy, you know what I mean, with no head. But
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
This is great.
And so we're walking around town.
Me with Rudy, no head, yeah, you with the second
yeah,
head,
yeah.
And Rudy, 600 pounds.
But she's trying to find ice in this world.
She's trying to find ice. Somehow.
She's jonesing.
She's jonesing for ice.
Man.
Jonesing for ice.
Yeah, we don't know the economy now. We don't know what
what's
the fuck
money?
Is going.
I don't know
we
how don't, they trade.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good.
And then we get shamed.
Right.
And bullied. It's a good message.
It's like a coming of age tale.
Yeah.
That also involves crystal methamphetamine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
Rudy's ice.
Rudy.
Rudy's ice. I think that's it. Do you like this show? Will you do this show?
We have to go to.
What if we pitch
we have
this?
To go to NBC.
Can you imagine us pitching this for
meeting.
Real?
I swear to God, we can get a meeting. We won't get it sold.
So what?
But we can have the meeting.
Can I say something real?
Oh my God.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Can we somehow set up a meeting to go to NBC, pitch this show, dead serious?
Yeah.
Okay? Pitch
yeah.
this show
yeah.
and film it.
Oh my God. That, oh,
we'll blank out their faces and stuff.
I understand that, but that would, number one,
kick us out of the business.
We may never
forever.
Get another. We may never get another pitch again.
I know, but that's funny.
It is funny. And number two, I think I would be laughing so hard.
That's what. What if they bought it? By the way, we're not
the network notes. You don't remember the network notes?
Okay, let's go to cable.
Right. So imagine
let's go to cable.
Rewrite the pilot. Right.
Okay.
We send it in. Mm-hmm. Right. What are the notes like?
We can't.
So
the
guys,
show can't
so
be
guys,
based on crystal meth, guys.
Yeah, it can't be crystal meth. Can it be crack?
No, the show. They'll say, can it be like she has a pharmaceutical pill addiction? That's what they'll
oh,
say.
Oh, that's what they'll say.
Yeah, something that.
Okay. I'll, how about another thing?
More it's deadly, like, but
so
more normal.
Guys,
there's not enough diversity in the show. That's the first note.
Yeah, can we make the double-headed guy black?
Puerto Rican?
Or
we need
Puerto
a Puerto Rican.
Rican
in there.
And then we're like, well, we're trying to find a double-headed, like a real person. We don't want to CGI it.
Right.
Because you know how like in movies now.
Hard to cast.
We would make the double-headed person black. I would do that as a writer, right? We would change that.
100%.
Yeah. Does it matter with the headless?
That's the pitch to a network executive.
I mean, I would just, well, that would be an argument I would have. Does it matter?
Does it matter with the headless?
And they're, like, they're going to say, we're going to see his hands.
We'd love some racial diversity.
Yeah, we're going to see that. So we'll make the, you know what?
Does it matter with the headless? Oh my God.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what is the headless person?
Yeah.
You only see arms.
Yeah, I'll just say, yeah, and the headless person, once they put gloves out, it'll be ambiguous.
But they can see your forearm.
Oh, the forearm.
Unless we're wearing short long sleeves the whole show.
We'll make it yellow, so it'll be Asian.
So it's an Asian guy.
Yeah, we'll make the Asian.
All right, it'll be Asian guy.
Yeah, Asian.
Okay, perfect.
I already cast it right now.
Oh, you already know who it is.
He'd be great.
He would be good, yeah, as a headless man.
So now the fat guy.
The fat guy in the seat in the front?
Yeah, let me ask you this. What if I'm the executive. Mm-hmm. You and I really did write this.
Okay.
This is the note. And I want to see what you would say.
Perfect.
So the 600-pound guy, can he be 300?
No. No, 300 is not big.
400.
Not big enough. I'm telling you, we need 600 pound. It's kind of the metric of obesity. It like the show 600-pound Life. It's very famous, so we need a 600-pounder.
Yeah, but how do? But then I'm as a how,
a crane. A crane. You need a crane.
I know, but do you know anybody? Would
reality show?
No, but would you, no? We
get them off a reality show.
We have to get a good actor.
Oh, there's no 600-pound actors.
No, we make an actor eat the food.
Oh, we make someone do that for the role.
It's called, what do you call it? Method.
Method act.
We got to method it out.
So Matthew McConaughey, he lost all that weight for Dallas Buyers. Now he's got to gain 450 pounds for our show.
Yeah.
I think he would do it.
You think so?
Just him blobbing out in the seats like, all yeah. right.
Or you know who would do it? Christian Bale.
Bale would do it in a heartbeat.
Bale could do it like that.
Well, how big was the woman that was in What's Eating Gilbert Grape? She was big.
250.
250?
300.
There's literally no chance.
300?
Way more.
No.
She had to have been 400 or 500
There's
pounds.
No way. There's no way.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. She was. Let's take a guess. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? What's Eating Gilbert? What's Gilbert's last name? You're Gilbert.
Gilbert Golan.
What's Eating Gilbert Golan? Gilbert Grape, here. Her name was Darlene Cates. And by the way, we're not making fun of overweight people. But Darlene.
I love that song.
It's Jolene.
Is it Jolene?
Yeah, Jolene.
Yeah, yeah.
Darlene Cates was an American actress. Rest in peace. She died a couple of years ago. She was fucking incredible in this movie.
Yeah.
How much did the mom weigh? Okay, because that's the first question asked on Google. Yeah. 500 pounds. Told you.
Wow.
Cates has been bedridden and weighed 500 pounds.
Let's get her.
She's dead. She died.
We'll
just
get
said
her,
that.
So.
We got to get her anyway.
We still got to get her.
Okay, we'll revive her then.
Yeah, yeah.
She died at 69.
Huh.
2017. We can't get her, sadly.
So, you know what? We should make this a movie.
So not a TV show.
Yeah, because all this network stuff is driving me crazy.
Well, because you're going through notes right now?
Yeah, because the notes and stuff, they're going to change it all. I want it to be ice.
You know what you could do, though? You just say when somebody's like, hey, here's a note, just be like, I think that's racist. That's all you have to do is say, I think that's racist. And they'll go, oh, I didn't know. And then you're like, yeah, we don't want
to. What
if
it had nothing to do with the race? Like, the note is the story.
That's the whole point.
Thing.
That's the whole point.
You know what I mean?
Ready? I'll say, this is what really
okay,
happened.
Okay, so I'll.
They go, Bobby, check this out. In the show, in the Korean Spa show.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the network notes that I think we all kind of collectively didn't really enjoy is there's a little bit of you want to be nude in it, and you want to do a thing where you windmill your penis around when you get out of the steam room, where you windmill it around. You go, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's good for the show.
That's racist.
We'll leave it in. I think that's a good. I think it's
but
a
that's
great.
Not what that, but
I
that,
think, in fact,
that,
not only but, should you windmill it, I think you should also tuck
that,
it.
I get with that, right?
Tuck it, flap it, flop it.
I know.
Smack it, pull
but,
it.
What
pop,
is something as simple
it.
As this, though?
Pop it.
You're the writer,
mm-hmm.
right? So you know that scene where Jimmy, who's a white guy,
yeah,
right, and he's eating corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Can it be carrots?
That's racist.
You can't. How?
That's racist.
How?
What about Jimmy? He needs to eat carrots.
What do you mean?
Why does he need to eat carrots instead of corn?
Because
carrots have a long history of oppression of white people.
No.
Yes, they are. Carrots were thrown at white people for many, many years. On
really?
Stage. Yes.
You know that Carrot Farms is sponsoring.
Oh, they're giving us money?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be eating carrots all day.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah,
that doesn't work then.
It's the money thing, though.
It's the money trumps race.
Money trumps race.
I see.
Rudy, do you want to do any of this stuff? She doesn't even want to participate today.
Yeah, what's up?
We're over here just
what
having a good time.
What do you think of Rudy's eyes, Rudy?
Rudy's your show.
I like it. It's fun.
God, dude. Like, she's on this show, isn't she?
I know.
Yeah, okay. We do have the Bobby Lees ready for a phone call. As
oh,
well.
The band, the Bobby Lees, want to call us. The Bobby Lees. We're about to get a phone call from the band, the Bobby Lees.
because I've known about them for a couple years, but I'm like,
but let's
you know what I mean?
It.
Who
let's
is this Bobby Lee?
Hello?
Hello, this is Bobby Lee. Am I talking to the Bobby Lees?
Hey!
Hey!
Bobby, what's up?
We're talking
to two of us. One of us is in the bathroom, and the other one is not feeling well today.
What's going on?
The other one in the bathroom, does he have diarrhea or something?
I don't think so. Does he?
I just texted him to get back out here. We'll see.
But Mackie, our drummer, is in the bathroom.
And who's sick?
Nick, our guitar player, is sick. He thinks he has pneumonia. But
is it COVID?
It's COVID. It's the Delta variant. I bet it's the Delta variant.
Is it
variant.
Delta?
It's Delta. Is it United or Delta? Which one?
So, guys, I've known about your band for a couple of years, and I've always like...
Really?
Yeah,
that's
I have.
That's crazy.
So who is... was there a teacher or... I mean, why are you guys called the Bobby Lees?
It's kind of random. It was like a... It was an accident, I guess, that we're named that. I had written a song called Bobby Lee, which was like from our first record, and it was... I used to have these kind of psychotic episodes where I thought I was possessed by different people, and I named one of them Bobby Lee, and it was not supposed to be the band name, but then we got our first show and we didn't have a name, so I picked that very temporarily, and I did not know that there was a famous comedian named that. And then once we started playing shows, I definitely became aware of who you were, because everyone asked, are you based on... Hey, Mackie's in the car. We told him he asked if you had diarrhea.
Oh yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Well, why do you have diarrhea right now, bud?
You know, man, put stuff in my body. It just
I get it, bro.
I don't really know, but something in there just gets all tangled in a web of lies and deceit. Comes out painfully.
I get. Where do you guys live in the Midwest? Where do you guys live?
We're in Woodstock, New York.
Oh,
upstate New York.
Yeah,
because I think I listened to, when I found out about your band, I think I listened to one of your songs. I really liked it, but then I was like confused about why you guys are called the Bobby Lees. But now that you explained it,
yeah, but I still want to hear more. The demonic, so you had demonic visions of people. Are you being real?
Yeah, no, I mean, I used to have a really bad drinking issue, and I would start to hallucinate. There's a thing called like alcoholic schizophrenia that I didn't know about until I had it, and I quit drinking, and now I not very often do I think I'm possessed.
Well, can we get some of the like the psychology behind
the
it? Like, where does the word Bobby come? Like, who is Bobby in your life, and what does Lee mean to you? Like, how did that happen? Do you know what I mean?
I have no idea. I was sitting in an apartment, and I used to think like my radiator was talking to me at the time.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I shouldn't be talking.
No. We love you because I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic myself, and I relate to those psychotic breaks. I mean, I've had them myself. You know what I mean? So I think it's interesting, and I believe you. Are you sober now, or?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Congrats. For how long?
Thanks. 6 years.
Bobby's going on.
So, now I only have a couple years. At 17 years, I relapsed, and now I have a couple years. Here's what I want to do. I know because of COVID and the pandemic, it's probably touring's out the window. But if you guys ever play in LA at the Troubadour, any of these places, or Spaceland, is that still there? You know,
I think so.
Yeah. Give us a call, and we'd love to come see you.
Yeah, we would love. We would love you
we'll
to come. We start touring next month, and we're going to be in LA in November. I don't know what date yet or where, but we will be there.
Please reach out. So we'd love to come and see you.
Yeah. Do you guys, are you writing a song right now called the Andrew Santino by any chance, or no?
If you want us to.
Write a song called Andrew Santino, please. please make it angry and aggressive.
Have you guys ever heard our show at all or no?
We heard about it when someone said we were on it.
We were
very excited.
Right.
But I knew about you, Andrew. I saw you on I'm Dying Up Here, which I thought was awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we like you guys. We think you're cool. We were interested. At first, we were gonna seek legal action. Bobby wanted to sue for the likeness of his name. He was going to sue you guys for 50 million. That's what he said. 50 million. Wasn't that the number?
We've made no money yet.
No, we're kidding.
We're kidding. We're going
to
see you guys in November. Thanks so much for talking to
us. We're going
to
be there. The Bobby Lees,
hell
baby.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Much love. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Can we play that video with that woman real fast? Yeah. I want you to see this. This is funny. It's not this whole Karen thing is annoying to me now. It's like, all right, enough. Like, it's annoying.
Yeah,
but
I
also
get what you're
this did make me laugh because of what she does.
Have you never heard of Alicia in the City? Really? Really? Okay, we'll wait for the police to clear it up.
Yeah, go call him. Karen, please, Karen, call him. Karen, get your phone out and call the police.
I'm just waiting for him to come by.
And which country should I go back to, Karen?
So he says, which country should I go back to, Karen? Because apparently before the video, she said, go back to whatever country you're from.
Yeah.
The reason she's mad is because these people are running. This is in New York with their dog off the leash. They're like on a path of the dog off the leash.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad that the, this is, but here it is. This is very funny to me. Go ahead.
Huh? Say it. Now you can't get your tongue.
Can't get my tongue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Edit it out. Go ahead, edit.
Edit what out?
Come on, puppy.
Come on, no.
Pause it. This psychopath tried to clap their dog into the street.
Into a freeway.
Look, I'm not cool with it, but I was like, this woman's so fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
Come on, puppy. You can't watch
her camera. And imagine if the puppy
did it.
Ran out there. A Mack truck runs the puppy over, right? Look at this. This. What do you think would happen to her?
Nothing. Like, nothing.
No.
Nothing. She'd run away. She'd run
away. But she's on tape.
I know.
There was a video out of a white woman calling out a puppy on
clapping
a freeway,
puppy into the freeway.
And the fucking truck ran him over. This woman would be...
gone. Disappear.
Her whole life would just disappear.
Play it again when she goes in the street. It's not funny.
Come on, puppy!
Come on, no.
Sorry.
I hate this girl.
Insane.
I hate this woman.
I'm not okay with it, obviously. I have a dog. I love dogs. Yeah. But it made me laugh at how insane it was. Because she didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they got her. And she's like, okay, I'm going to double down. She doubled down hard. I'm going to clap your dog into the street. What do you like this woman, Rudy?
No, if she does that, I would kill her.
What would you do? Would you emit violence on her? You would.
With knives.
Yeah?
No, I mean, honestly, be honest. If she killed, like... Stubbs.
Woof.
Stubbs.
Woof.
Even you?
I would kill her for killing Stubbs.
You love Stubbs.
Your other dog's not as much, but,
yeah,
Stubbs,
yeah, yeah,
but Stubbs for sure.
Is the best.
Oh, my God.
So if she, Stubbs, you know, because Stubbs is a great dog.
Phenomenal.
I, you know what I would do?
What? Look at this.
You know what I would fucking do? I was fucking,
yeah.
I would do that thing in Game of Thrones.
What?
Tie her up. Uh-huh. Right? I would tie her up and I would take the bucket, a bucket, right? A wooden bucket, uh-huh, right? And put 15 rats in there,
uh-huh,
tie it to her stomach, then light this end, right? So the fucking rats dig through her stomach and eat away through her spine to escape. And while she's screaming, fuck you! Fuck you! My fucking dog, man. You don't fuck with my dog, man.
That's so fucked. I like that, though. You're standing
sorry,
up for Stubbs. No, it was
angry.
Really good.
I hate this woman. That's what happened.
I know.
She would die.
She's nuts.
I would just cut. I would cut off slowly. I would
little
tie her
tiny
up,
bits of her
pieces of her body.
Well, you know, have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a video of a blade saw that's spinning fast? And if you push stuff up to it, it just disappears.
Oh, no, I had something better. Pol Pot.
What did Pol Pot do?
So you take bamboo,
mm-hmm,
right? And at the edge of the bamboo, you make like spikes,
sharp.
And bamboo grows gradually.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so what he would do, Pol Pot would tie kids.
Oh, my
to
God.
A wall,
oh,
right?
My God.
And put like spikes of bamboo.
In their fingers?
In their fingers. And it would just slowly grow into their body, right? But I would do that to her titties.
Okay. But
no, but she killed my dog, though, in that context.
She guessed it. She's got it. She gets what she deserves.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. The funniest thing that happened, Stubbs was brought to the improv, to the Bray Improv. Two things. One, the moment that warmed my heart with Stubbs is I had my arms like this on at your house.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the stoop.
Yeah.
And this hole in my arm right here,
yeah,
is perfect for what?
A dog.
A dog head.
Yeah.
Stubbs walks up behind me and puts right through this hole and then leans on my hip. I almost fucking... I almost fell into, if God gave me a heart attack with the dog like that, fine. If my heart was like and stopped, Stubbs on my hip, fine.
The best.
Fine.
The
it
best.
Warmed my soul. And I sat there and I couldn't believe it. I looked around. I was like, Stubbs. Yeah. So Stubbs came to the improv and this made me laugh harder than I've ever laughed. Bobby was trying to order Stubbs food. They have a full kitchen at the Improv, okay? And Rudy says, get him some chicken, right? Get Stubbs some chicken. Bobby says, get me two chicken strips. So they get you two chicken strips. And then what do you say? Just take off the breading. You could have just ordered chicken. The whole time you could have just ordered chicken. So they got you a bunch of chicken strips. And then he was trying to peel off the breading of the chicken. And we were like, why don't you just order grilled chicken?
The breading could be prepackaged that way, right? Like frozen?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know.
Yeah, they're frozen for sure.
Yeah, right. So like when you go to McDonald's, you get chicken nuggets, right? They don't put the breading on the fucking chicken. It's already
pre-made.
On there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought that the chicken strips are pre-breaded.
They are.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know that they had regular chicken. So I just got two chicken strips so I could take the breading off.
You thought they didn't have regular chicken?
No.
Okay. Okay.
How bizarre. That's not weird.
It is.
It's not.
Did you think they had regular chicken?
No.
You guys are weird.
No, you're weird. I think in this certain scenario, honestly, what, you're weird because it's
they
like,
have chicken sandwiches. What, yeah, it's chicken patties.
I don't eat at comedy clubs, so I don't know the menu, right?
You've but, never eaten at a comedy club? You had a pretzel every time we've gone down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the only thing because I know that because I saw somebody else eat it. So like, you, oh, they have pretzels here.
You didn't look at the menu once.
No. So my point is that I know every place has chicken strips.
Yeah, yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah, right? So I'm like.
And chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, maybe breaded, pre-frozen. I don't know if it's grilled.
Okay.
Yeah, so
you
I think my logic
the,
my
to,
logic is correct in this.
No.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm telling you, no.
And it's so funny you're trying to shame me when it comes to logic.
The first thing that I would say is, do you guys have chicken breast? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
That's where I'd go.
Yeah, but since I don't eat at comedy clubs, I don't know what the fuck they have.
You've never eaten. You didn't eat when you were coming up. You didn't eat when you were coming up at the Improvs.
Here's another thing.
You never ate at the Improvs on the way up.
Here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Improvs, a lot of them are attached to an Umami burger.
Well, they used to be.
Well, they used to be, right?
Yeah, Copper Blue.
So in my head, right, I know that menu, right? They don't have a grilled chicken sandwich on that menu.
At Umami Burger?
Yeah. They have a breaded chicken sandwich that's pre-breaded.
So you do eat at comedy clubs?
Umami Burger, yeah. And so if I want to look at that menu, there is no grilled chicken. So in my logic,
all you know is Umami Burger.
Yeah. So in my head, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're wrong about this. And it's so funny when you're wrong, you get all
no, I'm not wrong.
Red. Yeah, look at you.
No, you would ask for chicken breast.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No.
Well, so I can't dumb. Even I can't even ask the boys because they don't know any better.
No one would side with you on this.
Okay, fellas. Pete, what would you ask for? Chicken breast or chicken strips and ask to peel off the breading?
I'd ask if they had grilled chicken, probably.
Do you have a chicken breast? And they would go, yeah.
It's funny, a Pete who's never been to a comedy club before.
Yes, he has. Pete, have you been to a comedy club?
Of course.
How many?
Five?
Yeah.
Five.
That's it. I've been to all of them.
Now watch this. Watch this.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah?
He's lying already. He went, he got excited. Go ahead. George, would you ask for, how would you phrase it? Would you say, do you guys have chicken? Or would you say, give me chicken give me chicken strips, and then in your mind, you're just going to peel off the breading?
I would go with the chicken strips, probably.
I knew it.
Also, could I just say this?
Dude.
It's not that big of a deal.
Do you know what a dingleberry is?
You.
Do you know what a dingleberry is?
Yeah, I do.
It's like a piece of toilet paper that gets caught in your poo hairs, in your butt hairs.
I thought it was a little round ball of poo.
Typically, it's because toilet paper gets caught in there, and you know, or and stuff like that. It's poo and toilet paper and hair. It's all
a
in your hair.
A dingleberry is just the round ball of poo. There's no poo, toilet paper.
No, yeah, usually it's because
there's no toilet paper.
Yeah, residue. Residue. Anyway.
Right, but don't say toilet paper.
Toilet paper. George is your dingleberry. George is your dingleberry. Mm-hmm. And will hold on to your poo hair.
Mm-hmm.
As hard as he can, regardless, yeah. Even if he knows that he would clearly ask for chicken breast. Yeah.
Now, ask me if George is my dingleberry.
Is George your dingleberry?
Yes. Hey. But that's not necessarily why he's saying that.
Yes, it is.
I think it's logic.
George, do you not think you're Bobby's dingleberry?
No, I'm like
Kalila's dingleberry for sure. Who are you more afraid of, Kalila or me? Be honest.
That'd be Kalila.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's
you're that much more scared of her? She's so pleasant. What are you scared of?
She's Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yeah.
What a film.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Are you really scared of Kalila?
Kalila's
well,
Maleficent.
Well, if she's angry, it actually means something.
And if he's angry, what?
It's a day of the week.
Oh, man. Hold on. Let me put on my seatbelt. Hold on. Let me put
it.
On my seatbelt.
I don't think that's it, dude. I think that my anger, right, you know that I'm half joking.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas Kalila, it's full commitment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no joke or when she's angry. You know, I could be, I yell for no reason. And I could be fake angry or trying to make a false scene, right? Whereas Kalila is like really angry when she's angry and it's scary.
When she's mad, she's actually very mad.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. Yours is
so
more...
I just want to say that the chicken strip thing that you had planned to
it's
do...
It's not planned.
Stop for a second.
It's not planned.
Can I talk? It's half of my podcast as well.
Barely.
All right? It's so funny because the chicken strip grilled chicken...
It was so stupid.
It backfired in your stupid face.
See? You're starting shit.
And you look like a fool today, bud. And I think that we're not cutting that out. I just want the audience to know that you're a fool.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a fool.
Who's dumber, you or me?
You're much smarter than I am.
Thank you.
But in this specific situation, scenario, you're the dumb one.
I'm the dumb one.
And you're foolish.
But see, what an idiot would do is not understand the logic of asking for a chicken breast prior to asking for chicken strips. What smart people do is...
If I'm at a Mexican restaurant, I'm not going to say, hey, do you guys have jambalaya?
You're not the improv isn't a Mexican restaurant.
You know, I'm not going to go to like...
The Improv is a fucking comedy club that has bar food, and almost every bar in the world has a chicken breast sandwich.
Depending. Some of them have a Copper Blue attached to them. Some of them
almost
have
every
a fucking Umami burger.
Almost every bar has a chicken. Vote below. Guys, vote below.
No, there's no voting below. My logic is I know for a fact
I have it figured out.
When I go to a comedy club, they always have chicken strips, right?
Yeah.
I've never ordered. First of all, it's also an item I've never ordered. I've never ordered chicken without some sort of breading.
I know. I can see that.
Yeah. Now you go to, because you're losing the argument, now you go to body shaming.
No, you call me a fool. So you insulted me twice. Yeah. So me insulting you is only even.
You go to body shaming. So.
You insulted me. You called me a fool. And so, yes, I'm going to do that to you.
Yeah.
But let me show you the logic. And it might be hard for you to pick up.
It's not. And that's condescending.
Check
and
it
that's
out.
Fucked up.
Now watch.
Stop.
Now watch.
Yeah.
So here, starting point, right? Yeah. Starting point. Bobby needs, right over here, chicken for the dog, mm-hmm. right? Instead of going, hey, do you have chicken for the dog? Bobby stopped off at the gas station over here for cigarettes and Red Bull and went, do you guys have chicken strips? Mm. Yeah, we do. Okay, good. So now I have chicken. But also,
okay.
I need to come over
here. Let's go back, okay? Let's go back. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, do you have chicken?
No.
A to B.
Let me do mine.
We do. Good. Instead, you went over here.
No, let me do it.
I'll get chicken strips. I'll peel them off.
So.
No, just do you have chicken? Then if they said no, then you, do you have chicken strips? We do.
So.
That's it.
All right. This is my dog, right? This is me, right? This is the waitress, okay?
That's the waitress.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you making an insult about the person that served us?
No, it's just, there's only three items on the fucking
But look at that. Look at that.
So it's like this. Now, this person, me, right, has 50,000 things going on.
Like what?
In charge of the lineup, who's going what. I'm worried about her. There's so many things going on.
So why did you have to handle the chicken?
Right? So what I'm saying is that people are barking. Kalila is trying to feed. You guys brought something out of the car that was like kind of – you didn't know if it was fresh or not. Do you remember you said that? So you went to Kalila and go, is this fresh? I have all these things going on in my head, right, in terms of the lineup. And I saw that the food, that dog food that you had in your hand, that couldn't. So I don't know. I don't know what they have. I don't have time to look at the menu. So I go, just give me some chicken strips so we can. In my head, it's like it's not that hard.
It's not.
Yeah. And you're making a big deal out of fucking nothing. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Make an argument on something stupid.
They always remake movies. I think the new Training Day, you should be Denzel's part.
No.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's remake. Dude, how funny would it be Training Day remade? Same script, but we put Jules as Denzel Washington. How great would that be? It wouldn't make any sense. It'd be so weird. But I would love to see it. You want to do it?
And Ethan Hunt.
What?
And Ethan Hawke.
No, we got to get somebody someone ridiculous as Ethan Hunt. Who should we get? Andreas?
Yeah, Andreas.
Andreas is Ethan Hunt. Yeah. I want to play the Cuba Gooding Jr. part. Is that same movie, right?
No, that's
American
American Gangster.
American Gangster. And then Cuba Gooding, I think American Gangster would be good. Another good remake we could do.
Yeah.
With Jules.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's just so many movies. If they remade it with you in it, that would just change it, but make it better in a weird way.
No.
Here's another one. Jules starring in First Blood, Rambo.
Yeah.
This just her walking down the street when Brian Dennehy, you know, he's in his cop car and looks through his rear view window and sees, you know what I mean? Sees John Rambo, you know, with his green fatigues walking down the street. I think that right there would get a 20-minute laugh in the theater.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, buddy, what are you doing around here, man? You know what I mean? And just Jules lightly like, well, I just want to get something to eat, you know? And then that whole scene where she's in the cop station and she escapes and then her falling off the cliff and then her sewing herself up. I love you, you're so good.